and maximum rock and roll. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. I'm sorry, I'm sick as fuck right now, so don't get too close to your speakers. I don't want to get y'all sick, too. So we just heard the band Death Valley Sweethearts with the song Fire Horse Girls from the Fire Horse Girls single that they self-released in 2023, and Death Valley Sweethearts are from Auckland, New Zealand. Kill the Fire Horse Girls. Give me that sweet, sweet death. And then we started that off very appropriately for the new year with the band Violetta. The song Year of the Horse from their Year of the Horse single that they released in March of last year on Going Under Records. It's great gazy slowcore there. A great way to start the year. And Violetta are from I think, McAllen, Texas, but I'm just guessing. All the research I did just said Texas somewhere. I don't know. A lot of Texas bands do that, huh? Don't say where they're from, just all of Texas is where they're from. All right, go ahead, Texas bands, keep your secrets. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And happy Year of the Horse, y'all. It's actually the Year of the Fire Horse, so I think that means, I read that it means it'll be a year of bold action and innovation with the potential for impulsiveness. I was kind of hoping for a year of rest and peacefulness, but I guess the exact opposite is good too. So I'm gonna need this time right now at the beginning of the year to rest and recover for what's coming. Hopefully the lunar zodiacs will give me a hand with some good luck. But apparently my predictions were not as good as I'd hoped. I don't even know what to do with all this, but I did a tarot card reading. And, like, we did a few, and all of them were pretty bad. Like, come on, I had a couple of rough years. When is my year? Apparently Leos are gonna have a good year, though. If y'all have been working on y'all selves since 2022, it's pretty specific. So I actually had a Leo in my life up until recently, and he was awful. And his shittiness really ramped up around like 3 years ago. Yeah, when he started showing his true colors. So his shitty ass didn't work on himself for the past 3 years. So no good luck for you, bruh. But he moved, so I'm living good these days. Us Libras are, I think, gonna be okay. Nothing too bad that I saw. And any Scorpios listening, y'all can turn this off right now. I don't want nothing to do with y'all anymore. Go do Scorpio shit somewhere else. I mean, you know what you did. But, I mean, man, I am delirious already. What am I talking about? I mean, I'm Catholic, so I don't necessarily believe in zodiac shit, but, you know, no reason to leave good luck on the table if it's waiting for you, right? So let's honor the glorious fire horse and celebrate all y'all horses out there with some horse fan. What the hell am I doing? I'm showing good faith to a higher power. That's what we're doing today. Peace be with you. So let's keep it going. I want to start off with a great band. This is Horse from Magalang, Central Java, Indonesia, with the song Dignity. bumped from my yeet list. I was pretty sure everyone was gonna add it to their list, so I figured they were covered. So that was Nisa Mono with the song Fuana Jinsei from their self-titled LP that came out in March of last year on Toxic State Records from Brooklyn, New York. And Nisa Mono are from New York, New York. Maybe best, one of the best album covers of 2K25, maybe. You definitely can't miss it. And then before that, another yeet bump. That was, of course, Grand Scheme with the song It's On You from their self-titled 7-inch EP that came out in February of last year on 11 PM Records from Richmond, Virginia, and Toronto, Ontario, interestingly enough. And Grand Scheme are from Washington, D.C. And they sound like it. Like, really wonderful, classic D.C. 7-inch. You can't beat it. Okay, and then before that, throw in some good energy into 2K26 by checking in with the Looter Zodiacs. I'm the Year of the Rabbit, so, shouts out 87. So we listened to, of course, Rabbit from Brooklyn, New York. We heard the song Supreme Identity / Muck from the End Love Rabbit split 7-inch that they released last year in March on Delayed Gratification Records from Pataskala, Ohio. So then, of course, before that, since it's currently the Year of Horse, we need to listen to the band Horse, or sometimes known as Horse Worldwide, or HW. Anyway, of course, that was the song Dignity from the Pat Dialos and El Crispo cassette EP that they released in 2024 on Richter Scale Tapes from Oxford, UK, and Grind War Records from Chisinau, Moldova. And Horse are from Magalang, Central Java, Indonesia. And I'm still hoping that Band of Horses and Horse the Band will one day tour. And Horse can come and headline now, honestly. You're the horse, y'all. Let's make it happen. So yeah, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And once again, Happy New Year to all. And Happy Year of the Horse. And oh wait, I wanted to play this. Hang on. Okay. That was a couple seconds of the song Year of the Horse by Fucked Up. I figured we should at least listen to a moment of it because, I mean, it's a 94 and a half minute song in four acts, so we don't have time. Actually, shouts out MRR Radio's own Carrie. He made a joke about my Empty Room Soulcore episode that I did, where I only played 8 long songs. And he said, is this the record for least amount of songs in MRR history? So I actually thought about playing acts 1 and 2, and then next episode after this, play acts 3 and 4. And brother, that would have been the record. 2 sets featuring half of 1 song. Save me, horoscope signs and lunar zodiacs. I'm dying over here. Right at the beginning of the year. So, anyway, speaking of ending 2K25 and starting off 2K26, now that we've ushered in the new year with some luck and prosperity, I actually wanted to say goodbye to 2K25 properly. I was actually going over my year-end top 10 list for 2K25, and, like, man, there were a lot of really amazing records that tragically had to get bumped from the list. I didn't feel right starting the new year without saying proper goodbyes to those. So I grabbed a couple of few standouts that couldn't be left out. These are records that got bumped from my top 10, so I guess these would be in, like, the top 20 of 2K25. Or even, I mean, you know, sometimes I bump records because I want to include more variation. Like, I have too many records from one genre or something. So, you know what? All of these are top 10 records, even if they didn't make the official list. Y'all are 10s in my eyes, seriously. Peace be with you. So, I want to start off with... beautiful, very, very creative and well-executed album. This is Monk from Los Angeles, California, with the song Your Rules.